The Connecticut Coalition to End Homelessness has found that nearly 30% of the people in their shelters first became homeless after being released by the State Department of Corrections. WSHU's Cassandra Basler reports lawmakers are considering ways to make it easier to find housing after leaving prison.
The act would prohibit landlords from considering a potential tenant's criminal convictions within the 10 years prior to applying for housing. Earl Bloodworth is the director of the Mayor's Initiative for Reentry Affairs in Bridgeport. He refers people to resources to help rebuild their lives after incarceration. Bloodworth says some residents have nowhere to go after they serve their time.
Or you have people that, you know, they have family in the area, but unfortunately they burn those bridges. And family is not willing at this point in time to assist them. They want to see them work things out.
Bloodworth says he understands some of the concerns that landlords voiced during the public comment period on the bill. He wants to be someone to help offer reassurance.
What the landlords are looking for is they're going to take a chance on housing individuals that may not be fully up and running with employment, or they're being funded primarily by an organization or an agency, that they're not just going to be left in the lurch if the individual run into an obstacle or a bump in the road. The landlords want to know and have some place to go, somebody to reach out to.
The Connecticut Coalition of Property Owners opposed the bill. The coalition said it could lead to frivolous discrimination lawsuits. They also wanted a tenant record look-back period starting 10 years from the date of release. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.